Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, who at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit, grant that all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant they have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Savior, and who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God in glory everlasting. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear me, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. And when you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you, I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To the Lord, you. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. As the people were filled with expectation, they were all questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah. And John answered all of them, saying, I baptize you with water, but the one who is more powerful than I is coming. I'm not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. And he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff will burn with unquenchable fire. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the bodily form like a dove. And a voice was heard from heaven. You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. My wife and I just recently moved from Central Florida. We were previously in Nashville, Tennessee for about 11 years and moved to Florida when I took a church in a small town in Central Florida called Bartow. And we just moved back in the last few months and retired to Cleveland. And as you know, if you've moved, especially at my age or our age, one of the things that you have to do is to get set up with all the doctors that you have to see. your primary care physician, your cardiologist, and so on and so forth. So over the last few months, I spent quite a bit of time in doctor's offices. And I was reflecting on the fact that in a lot of ways, things have really changed. I remember going to doctor's offices several years ago where what you did while you were waiting was to pick up magazines that were quite out of date. I always liked National Geographic the best, and would thumb through them while you were waiting, and it'd be called by the nurse back to be seen by the doctor. I don't know about you, but I thumb from back to front. Do you thumb from back to front or front to back when you... Okay, we all have a habit, but it's a habit we've lost in the last few years because a number of doctor's offices have televisions high up on the wall, and usually it's HGTV or something like that. Or people are on their iPhones or their iPads. And I must admit that my iPad goes with me anytime I go to the doctor, and I say, well, you know, it has my calendar. I need to get my next appointment. But I just really don't want to be bored waiting in the, waiting in the waiting room. But this day, I had inadvertently not plugged it in correctly, and so I was left just with magazines. So I was waiting in the doctor's office, and I picked up the only thing available, which was A Good Housekeeping. And thumbing from back to front, was going through and realized that after Christmas, I had promised I was going to cut back the few pounds I'd gained, and I would stop at the food ads and linger before I moved on, especially chess pie. I love chess pie. Read the whole recipe and sort of daydreamed about it. But that's all there was. I was sitting at a table, and there were several people there. I don't want to get up and wander around looking for magazines, so I went through another and another and another copy of Good Housekeeping. And the pattern that I saw in going through these Good Housekeepings was that everybody who advertised had or looked like they wanted to have the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. I'm sure you're familiar with that. You could buy that product with confidence. You had no doubts. You had no guesswork. There weren't going to be any disappointments. And the seal was something that everybody wanted to have on products that were in their pantry, their medicine chest, in their refrigerator, on their shelves. And it struck me that, in a sense, this is something that is more universal than just Good Housekeeping magazine, and more universal than just the products that we buy. For all of us, in one way or another, have been pursuing pretty much all our lives somebody's seal of approval. A seal of approval, one kind or another, as we've grown up and as we've gone into adulthood. What we seek is not really the Holy Grail, it's just approval and acceptance. We are sort of driven as a group that comes together and forms churches or forms families or forms any kind of organization to look for favor and approval in the eyes of those around us. And that could be a strong driving force for us in our careers and in our lives. It begins early. And one of the first things you learn is that you better stay on the good side of mommy. Because, if you know, that old saying, if mom's happy, everybody's happy, well, it includes you as a 2 or 3 year old. And we catch on to that early. And I remember, now I'm dating myself here, but in school, you wanted to stay on the teacher's good side. And I don't know how appreciated it was, but I always used to go to the dime store, we used to call it, and look for that little bottle of Evening in Paris. Any teachers? You should remember that. We try, in a sense, to get approval, whether it's in our business lives with our bosses or in our marriages with our spouses or with our friends and acquaintances, and if you're in the clergy, with your bishop. But the ultimate in the search for approval and acceptance comes in that search for divine approval and acceptance. And I think that's part of what the lesson is about today. In some ways, what we all want for ourselves is not necessarily the good housekeeping seal of approval, but the God housekeeping seal of approval. It's not a new search, and I think it's sort of implicated in the lessons for today. In the prophet Isaiah, we are told that the servant of Yahweh would be approved because you are my precious, and you are in my sight, and you are my beloved, and I love you. This prayer phrased, if you will, in the baptism of our Lord, when the voice comes from heaven saying, you are my son, my beloved. With you I am well pleased. And how many of us would want to hear that from our Lord speaking to our hearts? And in the book of Acts, divine approval is extended to everybody. Not this is a period of time in the book of Acts where moving the faith out of the Jewish community into the Gentile community, as I was preaching last Sunday, was a subject. And it was remarkable here because this is where the Samaritans, who were sort of semi-Jews, so to speak, and not beloved of the mainline Jewish people, received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And later on in the book of Acts, just a chapter later, Peter says this, the truth that I have come to now realize is that God does not have favorites, but that anybody who fears God and does what is right and acceptable to him is God's child. Now, one of the greatest problems I think we have in that quest for a sense of acceptance in our lives is that we don't realize that we already have that acceptance. We just can't seem to convince ourselves that that acceptance is really ours. And if we do get it for a moment, it's very slippery and hard to hold on to. Now, in a congregation, you've got people on either side of the fence or on the fence about that. Do I feel loved and accepted and approved, or do I feel like an outsider and not approved or not even approvable because of who I am or what I've done or something that's going on in my life? If we were baptized as adults, we probably remember the feeling of acceptance and warmth when the water was sprinkled on our heads and we were welcomed into the arms of the other members of the congregation and our new church family. If we were baptized as infants, there have been times in our lives in the church when we have felt loved and accepted and supported by that same church family. But I think we all know how fleeting that can be. There are times when our faith may waver, when tragic events occur in our lives, illnesses or losses, the effects of personal struggles, feeling ground down by the seeming presence and prevalence of evil in our world and in our society. We start to feel alone and apart and disconnected. And for all of us, there are times where we actually do fail personally and in a significant way in our lives. We do make choices and decisions that will disappoint others, will disappoint ourselves, and will disappoint God. At one time, we may have felt approved and accepted, but at times we feel lost and unloved and unacceptable to ourselves and our God. We feel that we have lost the God housekeeping seal of approval that we once had. But like prodigal children, we feel like we have no father waiting for us to come home again. But the promise that we have in the Bible in general, and I think in this lesson for today, is a promise that regardless of where we find ourselves, we will still be loved, and our God and Father is watching down the road for us to come home. But still, it's hard for us to believe it. If we want proof of that, then I think we have to look no further than the gospel lesson for today. For all of us, everybody here is baptized, right? Okay. All of us have been baptized. We have the God housekeeping seal of approval. We have been accepted once and for all by our Lord Jesus Christ and by God our Father. For we have followed him into the waters of baptism, and according to the words of the baptismal service in the prayer book, this is the instruction for the priest. Then the bishop or priest places a hand on the person's head, making on them, on their forehead, the sign of the cross, and saying to each one, remember the sentence? You are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Say that with me. And say it with a personal reference. I am sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever, is the word. So be it. Amen. Christ's own forever. We have been accepted. We are loved today and for all time. All we have to do is accept that love for ourselves. I think that's probably what Martin Luther said and had in mind when he said the line, trust God and sin on bravely. Because he knew, even though we were accepted, it was going to be hard to hold on to that sense in our lives. But the basic truth is that in the sacrament of baptism, we no longer live under the sign of sin and negativity and despair. But with that cross on our forehead, we are free to live with a liberating sense of approval and acceptance. We have responsible freedom and acceptance from our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the wonders of feeling approved are general in our society. Charles Schwab, one of America's business leaders in the mid of last century, said this, I've yet to find the worker, however exalted his position, who did not work better and put forth greater effort under a spirit of approval than under a spirit of criticism. And as a spouse or a friend or a parent, I'm sure that we all try to encourage those we love with words of approval, even though we may slip from that ideal. I know that's one thing I wanted to do as a father, but raising especially teenage boys at times, with a capital T on occasion, that I slipped from that. But if you guide a child under a spirit of approval and love, encouragement and helpfulness and hopefulness, that child will, in the end, be the child that you dream of and that they probably dream of being as well. In a sense, we could say of the summary of the law, give to others the love and encouragement and approval and acceptance that we seek for ourselves. When we say our prayers, we say the Lord's Prayer. We say, give us this day our daily bread. And the truth is that our daily bread is not only physical, it is spiritual and it is emotional. We ask for food for our spirits as well as our bodies. And we ask and receive the fact that God our Father and Jesus Christ our brother are full of loving grace and mercy, and that is ours. The sign of approval that we bear is our baptism and that cross on our foreheads, for we have been marked as Christ's own forever. But we try to complicate it, even though it's, I think, a very basic and simple thing. And I think that was, in a sense, well described in two of the greatest theologians of the last century, Paul Tillich and Karl Barth. Because in a sense, although the books that they wrote were many, and the sermons that they gave and the lectures they gave were many, they knew that the foundation of all that they said was in a very simple thing. Paul Tillich, whose three-volume systematic theology I've struggled with on many occasions, said this, in the end, what we have to do is to accept the fact that we are accepted. Accept the fact that we are accepted. Karl Barth, a prolific writer and very complex but marvelous theologian, he was asked in a lecture at the University of Chicago Divinity School in 1962, where a student said, Dr. Barth, could you summarize your whole life's work in theology in one sentence? And Barth thought about it. Yes, I can, he said, in a song that my mother taught me. Guess what it is? This aged, brilliant theologian said, he didn't sing it, but I will. Jesus loves me, this I know.
For the Bible tells me so. Ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Now, Bart didn't sing it, and he stopped after the first line. But we all have that in our hearts. But sometimes we find it hard to believe it. But the truth is, we are beloved of God. And as Tillich said, the struggle is to accept the fact that we are loved. One of the closing prayers of our baptismal service says it well. All praise and thanks to you, most merciful Father, for adopting us as your own children and incorporating us into your holy church and for making us worthy to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. And so today, as we celebrate the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us celebrate all the gifts that that baptism brings to us through our own baptism. We are loved. We have been made worthy. We have been accepted. And we bear the God housekeeping seal of approval. The question for us as we reflect on that is, how do we work that out in the community of this church, in our families, and in the world on the outside? How can we share that experience with others in this coming new year? Amen. Let us stand and share our faith together in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life in the world to come. Amen.
In peace, we pray to you, Lord God. For our people in their daily life and work, for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone, for this community, the nation, and the world, for all who work for justice, freedom, and peace, for the just and proper use of your creation, for the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression, for all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble, for those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy, for the peace and unity of the Church of God, for all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth, For Justin, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael, our presiding bishop, Brian, our bishop, Pat, Perry, and Wally, for all of us as ministers who share in God's work through this parish and in our lives, and for all bishops, priests, deacons, and religious, for all who serve God in His church, for the special needs and concerns of this congregation, especially those on our prayer list. Remembering Margaret, Steve, Nicole, Courtney and JR, John and Joan, Paul, Murray, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Ryan and Haley, Teddy, Richard, Regina, Irene, Jim, Michael, Laura, Mailer, Shay, Ed and Pat, Alberta, Tom, Jane, Tony, Zach, Chuck and Betsy, Michael, Clara, Georgina, Joycey, Bill, Martha, Shane, Judy, Jean, Richard, Jackie, Pat, Morgan Ray, Raphael, David, Randy, Judy, Jeb, Melvin and Barbara, Patricia, Norma, Elaine, Sherry, Jason, Ori. Are there any other petitions? Hear us, Lord, for your mercy is great. Send your Spirit upon this congregation and its leaders to call a new rector and prepare our hearts to receive this person. Lord, hear our prayer. Turn us unto your ways, O God, and grant us courage to encounter new paths.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Turn us unto your ways and make us lovers of all, opening our arms to embrace our neighbor's needs.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Chuck Carpenter, Edwina Cohen, Daniel Nemec, and Robert Haygood III. We will exalt you, O God, our King, and praise your name forever and ever. We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them
who put their trust in you.
We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father.
In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone, and so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all of your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be always with you. ascribe to the Lord the honor due his name, bring offerings, and come into his courts.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Because in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation. In the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken to the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you have sent him to be incarnate of the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil, and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, and out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. When he had given thanks to you, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we celebrate his death. We proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray your gracious God to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and the blood of his new covenant. And unite us to your Son in a sacrifice, that we may be made acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. And in the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with blessed Thaddeus and all of your saints, we may enter into the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. For it is in him, with him, and by him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, that all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you. Let us pray together. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord, to Him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be honor, glory, and blessing, now and forever. Amen. May the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be in your lives and in our world, both this day and evermore. Amen. Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia.